Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, November 22, 2010. Today, a Palestinian worker was shot by Israeli police near the city of Ashkelon, in the southern district of Israel. According to Israeli officials, he was working in Israel without permission, and he was shot while trying to run over another person with a car. The victim was not identified. In addition, Israeli police destroyed a Bedouin town of Al-Araqib in the southern Israel. The village was first demolished in late June, but the police had to come back six more times to destroy it after residents' resistance managed to build their homes. The construction of the barrier along Israel-Egypt border was also started today. The project will cost 1.35 billion shekels and intends to stop the transit of economic migrants, asylum seekers and drug smugglers, as well as possible terrorist incursions into Israel. The Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defined the barrier as an obligation and right to protect the state of Israel. In the U.S., a new report made by the State Department documents a rise in religious violence and state-sponsored discrimination over the last year in Israel, specifically mentions right-wing Haredi Jewish group under